This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, yo? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hopefully, you have had a fun and relaxing week. I was thinking about it. You think the week settles down. You know, Monday's sort of frantic. You got lots of meetings. You're coming off of a weekend, and you're playing catch-up. That's the way Mondays are for me. I've got lots of meetings. And, you know, I've got 10 pounds of stuff to do in a 5-pound basket. And, I mean, it's coming over like muffin top. Looks like some of these Midwestern girls. And as we approach the weekend, I always think, you know, my schedule will get less and less and less in terms of news and things like that. Because Friday is the day that the news cycle sort of drops things in that they want to hide. They sneak it in. So you think, okay, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a crescendo. Then it drops off. It's not the case. You got to remember, folks, leftists lurk everywhere. So as your weekend looms, you're thinking, oh, man, it's time to relax. I've been working hard all week, and now I get the chance to relax with the kids, the family, go do some stuff. Let me tell you something. If you are hearing my voice and you live in an urban indoctrination center, a.k.a. a city, particularly, let's just use an example, Chicago, Detroit, L.A., whatever. Let me tell you something. The weekend is not your time to relax. The weekend is when you must be on guard. And that's because during the week, your mind is occupied. You've got things going on. You feel like, you know, oh, man, I got to do this and then work, pick up the kids, go grocery shop. And then the weekend comes and you think, whoo, I get the peace and quiet of my home, et cetera. You think you're going to mow the yard and throw the frisbee with the dog and take the kids to the park. Let me tell you what you're in for. You're in for the possibility of death and mayhem, destruction. There is somebody plotting to do something to you. And on the weekend, all that it does is all that energy that's been boiling up during the week gets unleashed on the weekends. You don't have to believe me. There are lots of shootings in Chicago every single day. But you know what happens on the weekend? It gets escalated, to use Clyburn's way of saying that. Yeah, it escalates. All that tension, all that buildup, including yours. You're short. You don't want to deal with these people. And so I'm just telling you, don't think you're safe. Liberalism, leftism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, it does not rest. And what it does is it will try to cover its tracks. It will try to cover its lies. So I'll use the Russian example. You've got Hillary Clinton running all over now talking about, oh, there's a Russian conspiracy. You got all these leftists. It's Jared Kushner. They met with banks. They set up back channels, which, by the way, we didn't even get into, I don't think we did yesterday, of the very proof that the Russian scandal is a complete lie. We have the proof. So if I didn't talk about it yesterday, I don't think we did. I'm going to give you the actual proof. It's irrefutable. And the left is still going to propagate the lie, because see what happens when you lie? You've got to make up a lot of other lies to cover it. So now we've got Hillary Clinton running around saying it's a big conspiracy between WikiLeaks and all that. In fact, she made a comment. I'll play the clip here in a bit. Get that ready for me. Where Hillary Clinton is essentially saying that where's WikiLeaks been since January? They haven't exposed anything on me. It was part of their conspiracy to expose me in conjunction with the Russians. The reason why there hasn't been anything to expose on WikiLeaks is because the Clinton administration and the Obama administration are gone. There may very well be some more WikiLeaks coming out that bolsters exactly what we already know, that Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Russians. All I'm saying, folks, is the weekend appears to be a time when you can just say, you know, let's rest. There is no rest. It would be like me saying to you, hey, we're in the midst of a war, but our enemy who's firing bullets at us, they're going to take a break. They're going to go home and barbecue, you know, a little slap and tickle with the with their significant other, and then they'll come back on Monday and we'll fight again. Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't. Now, I'm not telling you you need to get a blow, you need to rest, you need to try to recharge the batteries. What I'm telling you is you have to take shifts. There's no way you think these people are going to rest. There's no, don't lose sight of the media cycle, because that's how they fool you. That's what they want to do. They want you to take that break so they can start recharging and offering up new ideas. What did I tell you guys? I said earlier that this is taking the Russian scandal. It started out with anybody, Donald Trump. I'll give you that. I'll just make it easy for you. Donald Trump, right? It's a scandal. They couldn't directly tie Trump. Trump came out and says, look, I got no holdings in Russia. Check it out for yourselves. I've never visited Russia. So I go to the places where I build stuff. Oh, it's Manafort. Remember when they shifted to Manafort? He was the guy. Then I don't remember who it was, but they shifted to somebody else. Okay, it's not Manafort, but indirectly it's tied to so-and-so. And I don't remember whether it was the previous campaign director or whatever, but they kept shifting because they were looking. Find anybody that's got anything to do with Russia. Then eventually they shifted it to Jared Kushner. And Jared supposedly wanted to meet with bankers. And I jokingly said the other day, wow, have you ever met with a banker? It's crazy. I met with finance people my entire life. See, I mean, it's so ridiculous that even they understand it. And now they've been caught, and we'll get more into that here in a little bit. I also want to talk today, though, about King James. You know who King James is? I'm not talking about the Bible. You're not a basketball fan if you don't know who King James is. Because King James is LeBron James. And LeBron James has suffered a tragedy in his life. So we're going to get into that. We're going to also get into Melania and her revenge, because I titled the piece Melania's Revenge. I call her Queen Melania, and I do it just to make the left mad. Queen Melania. She is the closest that we've had to a queen. Some people might argue that Jackie Kennedy was kind of a queen-like figure. I'll give you that. There's a potential there. But Melania, we now live in a time of royalty when it comes to our president and first lady. So I think of Melania as Queen Melania, and I know that upsets the left. So we'll be saying that for quite some time. Should we even be talking about Comey? Look, we're at the end of the week. I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. Maybe I'll get to Comey. Maybe I won't. You'll see. Anyway, folks, I'm glad you're here. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. My book is titled Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and you can get it at racepimping.com, autographed by me, and I hope you get that. And you know what I want to do? I want to set up a debate series at the Robert J. Dole school. It was where I got my fellowship, the Dole Institute of Politics, and I want to set up a debate series. And I don't know how to get this going, but I would love to get like Richard Fowler. I'd like to get Van Jones. I'd like to get Mark Lamont Hill. And we just—it's a debate series where I have, you know, it's a point counterpoint, and we bring those guys in, and we just do this, you know, have various discussions on various socioeconomic issues. And I think that would be a very successful series. I'm going to pitch that to Fox and see if that, if you guys are interested. I'm curious. So if you are, let me know. The number is 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, it's the same number, 844-551-8255. And it's funny, my producers say, Kevin, why don't we get a lot more calls? And I go, we do. We get calls.
And let me tell you why we don't get as many calls and don't even feature them on the show. Because we do get some, and I'll play them from time to time. I'll be playing a couple of them today. But from what I'm told, and you guys tell me this, it's in your emails, you say you'd rather listen. And I appreciate that. It is fun to, I mean, I understand that you feel like our dialogue, or it's not dialogue, my monologue is interesting, and I appreciate that more than you know. But we do like hearing from you. So if you do want to call, leave us a message. Kevin, I like the show. I hate the show. This point was good. That point wasn't. We had one guy, he said, he called me to tell me, Kevin, the information you had on such and such was wrong. We're still researching that. And I'll, just to be upfront, I don't look at information as right or wrong. And I don't mean this in a coy way, like to escape being wrong. If I'm flatly wrong, I'll let you know. But if we get a story that somebody told us, and we tried to research it and we did the best we could, and we relay that to you, my caveat is always as follows. Check it out for yourself. But what I will tell you is my opinion on that story isn't going to change. And you know, if the story's fake, Kevin, Barack Obama jumped off a bridge, I'm going to go, wow, where's that party at? You know? But if it turns out that the story's fake, well, my opinion of it did not change. You understand what I'm saying? So check information out for yourself. That's the beautiful thing of all of the information sources we have. We do the best we can to bring you the best stuff. But you know what? There are times where these people are out there that are professional troublemakers, and they will do things to make us look to lose credibility. I love when people tell me, Kevin, that story's not true. You're going to lose credibility. And I go, look, if I'm going to lose credibility because I got fooled on a story and that's all it takes for you to lose credibility with me, then go. I mean, I don't know whether these people think that I have some fascination with, oh my gosh, you got to like me. Please don't go. Go, sucker. You think I'm going to lose sleep over you leaving? You know, it's like these people that listen to the program. Kevin, I'm going to quit listening to your show. Great. So if a tree falls in the woods, quit listening. And nobody's forcing your hand to do anything. You have control over your time. If I teach nothing else, I'll teach you that you are as important as I am. There aren't going to be many people that'll tell you that. I'm no more important in my life than you are. The only difference is that I made the decision 8+ years ago that I was no longer going to sit back and listen to this. And when I started this mission, I was going to represent you, the people. And that's it. That's the only difference between us. And I don't know what your take would have been had I been the one on the other end of this, I'm listening to you on the radio. But I represent you. I don't represent Kevin Jackson. I don't represent my family. I don't represent my hood. I represent you. And that's it. And so if you don't want it, go. Because trust me, enough of you go, I'll go. It's not like I'm sitting over here getting rich. I'm here up here counting money. I wish I had a video right now so you guys could see me. Because I'm just sitting in a pool of money that I'm counting because I'm getting so rich on radio. You people, the people that come back with that kind of nonsense, you have no idea what a struggle it is for us to put on a 3-hour radio show every day with the amount of time and energy that goes into it for a lot of people and who do it as a labor of love. So don't do me any favors. Either you like what you hear or you don't. And if you don't, get to stepping, as my uncle would say. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was this socio-political climate where student demands are met by schools all the time. And we're going to talk about Evergreen State College in just a bit. But I'm talking about a high school. And typically, when students decide at some school, we don't like this, the schools, they capitulate. It's just immediately, you know, like, oh, the students have asked for this. These are young minds that are being molded. And you know what's happening? These students are molding the minds of adults. They are changing the dynamic of the parent-child relationship. They're changing the dynamic of the authority figure and the, you know, the citizen dynamic. And that's dangerous to this republic. There's undoubtedly, and as I said, I'll get into it more with this Evergreen State College. But Brooklyn Technical High School students issued a petition because they wanted to change the date of their senior prom. And there's apparently a big Muslim population at the Brooklyn Technical High School. And its prom was scheduled for this coming Saturday, which falls apparently on Ramadan. And the petitioners wanted the date altered so all the Muslim students could attend. Now, you guys know Ramadan, the Muslim holy month. I mean, come on, a holy month. I don't know how long it is for the Jews, but we get Easter, right? We don't. Who takes a month? So they have to fast between sunrise and sunset, and then they've got all these other religious restrictions. And so one of the kids said, I think it's unfair that there's a major population of Muslims at Brooklyn Tech, and they're not going to change the date of the prom so we can make it. On prom night, this particular student said, I'll probably be spending time with my family because I believe prom is the night iftar happens where we all break our fast. It says, that's a Ramadan dinner, the one that Barack Obama used to make. He says, you're not supposed to listen to music during Ramadan, so it's not really allowed. It says, the petition drew support from over 270 people, but the school turned down the request because the senior prom was planned months in advance. And they said, although the petition was created 3 months ago, the school didn't know about it. So in other words, here's the real deal. Had the school known about it, they would have changed it, had they known in advance. They will probably change it for next year. This is dangerous because as more and more things happen in America to start recognizing all these Muslim traditions and things, that is the infusion of Muslims with the culture. That's where these people have been telling us, Muslims helped found the nation. And I said, no, the only way the Muslims helped found the nation was when they were robbing our ships off the Barbary Coast and we sent in the Marines to kick their butt on the shores of Tripoli. That's it. They have nothing to do with the founding of this nation. Zero. And so it's dangerous precedent to start letting them enforce or try to make demands of us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This is not a show for snowflakes. This is not a show for little princesses or anything like that. This is a show for warriors. If you are listening to this show, you are either a warrior and you're honing your skills, or you are a warrior in training. You know, you're wanting to be one, and you want to get the best instruction available, because that's what I am. I will fight for the conservative movement to the day that I die. And there are times, folks, when, let me tell you, it bites you in the butt as a conservative when you say, hey, this is the right side of things. You don't always want to be on the right side. Sometimes wrong can feel good, you know? But there are times when you're going to battle with that. And I can give you scenario after scenario. When you mention kids, or when you mention old people, or when you mention education and things like this, we start to drift a little bit to the left, because we go, oh, it's for the kids, or it's for old people, or it's because people need to be educated or whatever. You can be fooled. Don't be fooled. Right is right. And sometimes you have to deliver tough love. If you're a parent, and most of you are, you understand the concept of tough love, the concept of saying no. By the way, maybe it's your company. You're a boss, and an employee wants to take advantage of you. I was talking to a police officer the other day, black dude, and he says to me, he says, Kev, he recognized me from TV, and he whispered to me. He literally came up to me and said, man, I'm a cop. He says, and he's talking to me like we're in code. I'm in Clayton, Missouri. And he's talking to me whispering, because he doesn't want other people to hear that he likes my work. And he says, man, I agree with you. And he says, man, let me tell you, the black cops will come up to me and want such and such. And he goes, and they want to pull the brother card, you know, pull the race card on me. And I'm like, look, you know, and he's going on to tell me the story. And I listened to him, and I said, hey, be safe out there. But, you know, that's what people will do. They'll take advantage of you. These cream puffs want you to make the world easier for them. That's what they want. They don't want to work. They want you to just hand them checks. They want to indulge themselves in whatever they do, whether it's a rap deal or they think that they're a good painter or whatever. We've trained a generation of people that have become takers. That's all they know how to do. They don't know how to roll up their sleeves. The best thing I can tell you I've given to the world is I teach my kid initiative. We were out working in the yard the other day, and I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, I need that rake, that steel rake, not the plastic one. That's going to help me get it done. He just took off, and I knew what he was doing. And I could hear him on the side of the house grabbing the rake. And he said, hey, Dad. And he reached up and I grabbed it. And when he came back out front, I said, hey, son, let me explain something to you. I'm proud of you. He goes, for what? I said, you showed initiative. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I said, when I mentioned the rake,
You took off running. I said, I knew what you were going to do because that's the way we've raised you. But I'm proud of you for doing that. And I said, and you continue to do that. That was a lesson. I don't know where it's going to fit in the scheme of things in his life, but he's going to remember at some point his dad stopping him and telling him about initiative and taking it and doing it. So anyway, I want to talk about one of these cream puffs. Because you may have heard, we've had some disturbing news, folks. I don't know if you know this. This is very disturbing. This is the biggest news of the day. And it was the fact that LeBron James's gate was spray painted outside of his $28 million mansion. Let's call this James Gate, okay? And this vandalism poses a real whodunit, because it could be the Russians. Reported that graffiti on a gate outside of LeBron's L.A. home included an N-word reference. Like, what's up, my Negro? It could have been a friend. Lucky for us, the classes have ended in most of the colleges around America, because if they weren't, they would have to let the black students out to grieve. These kids would need counseling. Yeah, how else would they survive the knowledge that LeBron, his gate was vandalized outside of his $28 million home? Rumor is that historically black colleges and universities will likely cancel classes next semester to allow black students and faculty to deal with this trauma. Because this was a vicious attack. This was not just an attack on LeBron. I want you to understand me. I don't want to have to preach, but I will. I heard the Lord. Yeah, I'll preach. This was a vicious attack on black America. That's right. I'm not one to jump the gun, but I suggest that some sculptor start the bronze of LeBron. And let's call it LeBron's. Because LeBron's will need recognition for how well he holds up, folks, during this time of severe crisis. We want LeBron's! We want LeBron's! Yeah. How does he do it? LeBron James did. He made a statement. I want you to hear this, okay? He made a statement about this. You've got to hear it.
No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, you know, being black in America is, it's tough, and we got a long way to go. You know, for us as a society and for us as African Americans, until we feel equal in America. And you know, but my family is safe, and you know, that's what's important.
Dang it, man! If only Barack Obama were still president, he could help LeBron heal from this. I see a beer fest underway, don't you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. LeBron James crying racism over his gate being painted. Look, LeBron James' gate got painted with the N-word. Who knows what it said? Welcome home, my Negro, right? Whatever. And because he's in L.A., he's not there every day. And it just came up during the playoffs. But anyway, so they do this. And before anybody even really knows it good, they got some little Mexican running out painting it. Look, it's in L.A. You know it's a Mexican that painted it. They know white guy painting that. The same dude that does LeBron's his landscaping is a dude who came out and painted that. In a $28 million neighborhood. LeBron James crying racism. Living amongst all these white folks. Living the white man's world. I mean, if you want to talk about cultural appropriation, LeBron, you've done it. You've culturally appropriated basketball from Naismith. You've culturally appropriated the white man's lifestyle with your fat living. And you want to talk about racism? How ridiculous can it get? Unbelievable, folks. If Obama were president, though, he would know what to do. Obama, here's what he'd do. He would call a press conference. And he would denounce the racist that did it, the white devils, and he would bring in Farrakhan and Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and we would talk about healing as a nation. And then he would send troops. He'd send feds to James's neighborhood. And you know what he'd do? He'd go house to house, Gestapo-like, poof,
Hey, white man, who painted that fence? Was it you? Let me see. We're going to look under your sink for some spray paint. Or whatever. Fess up, cracker. Shake down LeBron's neighbors. Instead, in a time of catastrophe, folks, in the black community.
Well, we've got Donald Trump.
What do you do when you got Donald Trump and you have something so heinous that has happened to LeBron James? How do we cope? This is one of these segments in radio that it cuts deep, everybody. It cuts deep. I only hope that many black people get to hear this. I don't know. Is it a test? What am I giving? Is this a? I feel pain here. Yeah. Hopefully, here's what I hope. I hope that President Trump will find himself an advisor, even temporarily, if he just gets Al Sharpton to help the president make the right move here. See, this is a delicate situation. I want you to consider that. One false move and all of this, and black neighborhoods could go up in flames. Mm-hmm. No, they won't burn down LeBron's neighborhood. Now they're going to go across to South Central and burn up some black folks' neighborhood, because this is bad. Yeah, this is on par with Michael Brown and Alton Sterling and all these other Negroes that got killed and maimed and hurt otherwise, right? It said that LAPD is investigating the graffiti. You heard, well, I took that out of the clip. But, yeah, they're investigating. Huh? Hey, I don't know, you know, if it, I hope that LAPD sends black cops and don't send white cops, especially black detectives. You don't want just anybody out there. Yeah. This would be an excellent time to promote a black man if you don't have a black guy to send to LeBron, because LeBron would feel more comfortable if he was dealing with black police officers. I'm just saying, not to mention, the Cavaliers do not want to run the risk of LeBron getting shot during the playoffs.
You know how them cops are. Yeah.
See, the lawlessness that would allow such a heinous crime to affront King James should have everyone in L.A. on alert. The streets are not safe, people. I know they're looking at the video camera footage. Preliminary findings have security of an 80-year-old getting out of a chauffeur-driven Bentley license plate Golden State. They suspect it is Donald Sterling. We'll get back with you on that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about LeBron James's gate being vandalized and the affront to blackness in America. I can't believe that that stupid Negro had the nerve to say that that was a racist act. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. It had the N-word on it. Big deal. So let me ask you this. It was in L.A., so it's in California. He's playing against a California team. Do you really think it was racially motivated, or do you think they were mad that he's coming to town and trying to take a championship away from Stephen Curry's team? You know, it's so ridiculous. and he comes out. It's racism. LeBron James can go anywhere. People flaunt all over him. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. And he's still claiming racism. No matter how far the man rises in life, he blames racism. I jokingly said it was Paula Deen who let's just go back and look at all the racists, the people who've been accused of being racist. Hey, you know who did it? Donald Trump. That's who did it. The video camera footage is going to show Donald Trump painting the N-word on LeBron James's fence. Unbelievable. These people are dangerous. The people that support him and LeBron James himself are dangerous to the Republic. LeBron James could have easily come on TV and said, you know what, kids? There's probably people in California mad at me because we're about to take this championship away from them. So I don't blame them. Be mad at me. But he goes out there literally like a baby. Man, it don't matter how far a black man rides in America. You can't get, ain't nobody getting nothing done. I know, woe is me, LeBron. God, your life sucks. Playing in the championship yet again, year two, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. And what was funny, the minute that the whatever the vandalism that had happened to his gate, the homeowners association or whatever was immediately out there, got some little Mexican or Guatemalan midget with his ladder painting over it. It was so fast you couldn't even see it. We don't even know that it really happened. They had painted over it so fast, we don't even know that it really happened. I haven't seen a picture. The only picture I saw of LeBron James's gate that sits in front of his $28 million other home. I mean, he makes Hillary and Bill Clinton look poor. But the only picture I've seen is the gate repainted. That's how Johnny on the spot. That's how much they hate black people. If they hated black folks, they would have left it. Or put a smiley face on it or something. Or swastikas. Who knows? What are they, those Aryan lightning bolts? SS? Whatever, but they didn't. It was painted over, and LeBron, I'm just glad my family's safe. I'm glad LeBron found a safe space. You know, because Lord knows, where would he go? With vandals like that out there, how could he possibly be safe? Maybe LeBron's going to have to get some extra security in his $28 million community. Home, or 21. That keeps saying 28. It was $21 million is what he paid for this house. $21 million. Oh, I know, splitting hairs. Somebody's like tweeting me, Kevin, you $21 million don't get you much in L.A. I know. The horror. The horror of living LeBron James's life. Oh, how do you get through? Look, this guy had an ability. He's worse than Obama. He's worse than the Jay-Z's. I hate all of them. I really do. I detest these. These are nothing but sellouts. LeBron James could make, hear kids dream of having his talent. It's amazing to me. You can't correlate the talent that he has with what he immediately falls back on social activity, you know, like these social instances. So the type of thing it takes to become an NBA star, the type of mentality that says, I'm going to do this no matter what. I can make this happen. I've got the, you know, the drive is show itself in any way when LeBron James is talking about life in general. He's a beast. He calls himself King James on the basketball court, and he's the biggest pansy when it comes to real life. He could be teaching these young kids lessons. Look, no matter what you try to do in life, people are going to try to destroy you. Flick it off. It's no big deal. Let them know they can't get to you. He's on there crying like a little, you know, little old female dog.
No matter how hard I get in life.
He sounds like Obama. Get to be president, then lament.
Well, it's still racism in America. It's still this, that, and the other.
LeBron James is hanging out with Warren Buffett. He's getting his investment advice. Says he wants to be the first billionaire. He's hanging around the richest white men in the world. And what he's doing is he's living a duplicitous life. He's telling black folks can't get by, as he goes and hangs out with the richest white men in the world who are helping him do what? More than get by. This is liberalism on steroids, folks. This is what bugs me about LeBron James and bugs me about all these suckers. The only one that I've seen that has any sense is Denzel Washington. Look at Jamie Foxx. He's crying because he's relegated to some stupid Name That Tune show. I mean, he can't command the money that some of these other actors are, and his stars is getting diminishing every day. Guy's got talent beyond belief. Can play the piano, an affable guy, funny, stand-up dude. And what's he do? He uses all that vitriol to be mad at white people, the very people who have given him his living. He can't deny it. Samuel L. Jackson, racist to his core. Spike Lee, all of them. They make money off of this nonsense. Look, don't misunderstand me, folks. I understand the plight of blacks, but I will tell you this. 80% of the plight of blacks falls sorely on the shoulders of blacks, period. 20%, you can say, well, yeah, there's some institutional this or that, but when you look at the institution of it, black people are the ones supporting it. They're mad at Trump when they should be mad at Hillary. They should be mad at Barack Obama. But they want to be mad at Trump. What? What did Donald Trump do? What part of your life did he influence in any way negatively? The answer? Nothing. Just became president. While he was running, nothing had changed. Donald Trump did more to help black people during his presidency by bringing up issues, real issues affecting blacks, than anybody. And he's done more to help blacks as president in the first 4 months than Barack Obama will do or did in 8 years and would have done in 108 years. Donald Trump has opened up opportunities for blacks. He's opened the door. He's saying, look, I don't care what color you are. The door's open. You want to walk through it? Walk through it. You want to be a piker? You want to be a LeBron James and lament, black man can't get by, black man can't catch a break, black man, Let me ask you this. How many homes could LeBron James have bought for black people in need with the $21 million he spent on that home? His extra home. That's like walking around money for LeBron. He can make it rain. For the sake of discussion, let's just do some easy math. Okay, $21 million. And he decided, I'm going to bail out some black folks who are, let's do 20 million to make it easy math. But he's going to bail out some black folks, and they're $100,000 upside down on their mortgages. If they each get $100,000, then life would be good. These people would be able to move on, you know, get out from under saddling debt, send their kids to school, you know, to a good college. Not that I'm recommending that by any means. But, you know, they would just be able to do a lot of things. What do you think? How many homes could LeBron have saved? So let me give you the answer. 200, just so you get the math. 200 homes. Cut that to 50,000, right? Cut it in half. 400 homes. Cut it to 25,000, which, by the way, would probably save, you know, that would be plenty for most black people. 400. Yeah. So he, with the money that he spent on his home, he could have bailed out 400 folks. He could have sent 400 kids, black kids, to college. That's his extra home. This man is printing money. Now, look, I understand he's doing all kinds of good things in Cleveland. And let me tell you what LeBron's doing. He's working with these PR people that say, go out there, do some good things, attach your name to it. LeBron's not doing it himself. He's got people doing it for him. So he can put his name on it and become LeBron's the man to all of Cleveland, but he's not doing it. How much of his money do you think he's actually using? LeBron would, and I'm not mad at him for using his name to get other people's money to do stuff, but I'm saying LeBron's not legit in wanting to help people, because if he were, he wouldn't have made that stupid statement blaming the gate painting incident on the fact that he's black. And by the way, how was that going to hold him back? It's like LeBron saying, you know, somebody calling, I hate you, LeBron, at the game. And he goes, no matter how high you rise, people going to hate you, call you out at the ball game and hate you. Yeah, because you're the opposition, you ignorant nut. I mean, what do you think they're going to do? This is so troublesome to me, because people like him could make such an impact on young black minds, and they refuse to do it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.